And in order to encourage this climate of giving, I have one further suggestion, which is something I think we could learn from New York. Because the other day, Munira and I were giving we were hosting a young people's question time. It's always rather an intimidating event. And one very nattily dressed young guy stood up and started berating. Remember this movie, he started berating us and saying, he said, why, I'm not imitating very well, but he said, why do you have all these free museums in London? He said, why do you have all this free modern art? He complained. He said, I can't understand it at all. Give us something else that's free, he said. Like hamburgers. And I'm afraid that at that point you got a very big clap. It may shock the distinguished members of the museum profession here. And I thought about that for a minute. And I don't get me wrong, Louise. I want our museums to be free, and I want children to get into our museums free. But I wonder whether it might help them to prize this patrimony more if we had a kind of voluntary admission fee, such as that the one they have in New York. How about that? I don't know whether that Mark thinks that's a good idea. I don't know whether that's a good idea. I think it would work extremely well, and I think we should do it. So that these cynical young people who go into these museums and think that they're seeing something that is not prized or valued at all, can at least see the value that other people attach to it. And I offer that idea because I know that, as Merrick rightly said, times are tough, and they're going to be tough for a while yet.